Devon Avicii on bass, and Millie Hong on drums. It's a really good group. I've mentioned before, I have sampled this album a couple of times before, and I have mentioned then, and I mention now, I hope that there is another Bell Bird album coming out soon. These guys really can do a great job. So here is the group Bell Bird with a set. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called Blurred Season, then Bluff. And then the final one is, I love this title, it says, If You Can't Swim, Dance. Well, those of us who are challenged in both of those areas, I don't know what we do, but there you go. Here comes Bell Bird from Root in Tandem. This first track is called Blurred Season. Thank you. That was the band called Bellbird with a set from their album called Root in Tandem. The last track was If You Can't Dance, Swim. It's interesting. There's been two tracks today that I played. The duet track with Sam Newsom and Jean-Michel Pilk had a track saying, dance as if no one's watching, but everybody is. This one says, if you can't swim, dance. My thought is, at the beginning, like, I don't do either of those things very well. So I was hoping for a third option. Well, I guess I'll have to wait for that one. Anyhow, the group is Bellbird, and it's really a neat band. I like what they are doing a lot, and I hope that they are continuing to record and play together. Moving along now, again, another album. There's been several albums of debuts as well of artists that is debuting at the Village Vanguard. That iconic performance venue in New York has also seen everybody in the world there. I talked about the Carnegie Hall stage. I actually have been to the Vanguard, but I haven't been on the stage. So there you go. I just had to sit in the audience like everybody else. Anyhow, Live at the Village Vanguard is an album with saxophonist Mark Turner. And it was announced the first artist in the Giant Step Arts label's Modern Masters and New Horizons series. There you go. The Giant Step Arts label is a new label that basically is largely driven by artists like Artist Share, that a number of artists are involved with, like Maria Schneider and whatnot. But he checks both the boxes well in terms of being a master and a new horizon and a restless explorer. And there's some really interesting music on this album. And because it's at the Vanguard and live, you can stretch out on some of the tracks, which indeed they do, including the one that I'm going to play today. With him, his quartet has Jason Palmer on trumpet, Joe Martin on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. And the writing here is really very fine, as well as the playing. The tunes are tightly written and arranged. They're not necessarily ones you're going to go home humming, but they are very, very good. And Turner is a very fine artist in both the composing and the playing roles. I'm going to play one of the tracks that is fairly extensive. It goes about 13 minutes, I guess, from Live at the Village Vanguard. The track is simply called 1946, and I have no idea what the meaning of that date is for Turner. But there it is, 1946. Here from the Village Vanguard in New York, saxophonist Mark Turner. Thank you. Mark Turner on saxophone there, live from the Village Vanguard with a track called 1946, which maybe has some significance for him. I don't know. I don't know what it is, if indeed it is anything at all. Some great music there, some clean writing, very neat writing there. He's polished and astute in what he puts together with his compositions, and his playing is stellar. So it's a very interesting album, and there's been several now in the last few months that have been debut as far as the Village Vanguard is concerned, but excellent live albums, and the Vanguard is really an icon there in the Village, and it's still is attracting the cream of the jazz society. Well, it's getting on to the end of our program. At least I'm in the last half hour of our program. It's 12:36. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. Anytime at all at ckuw.ca. We archive our shows there. We stream live there as well, as a matter of fact. But there's always something great going on here. And the jazz portion is one that I've been lucky enough to be able to provide a little bit for you for almost since the station got its license. That's been a real pleasure for me. Anyhow, let me continue with some music because there's still some time left. I mentioned a while ago that the Giant Step Arts label is looking at what they call Modern Masters and New Horizons series. And the second one out in that series is vibraphonist Chin Chin Liu. She's really got some really neat stuff going on for her. She has with her on this album, which is called Built-In System, Live from New York. It features her band, which has trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, bassist Richie Goods, and drummer Alan Mednard. Sort of the critics are saying, watch this woman. She's on the rise, so to speak, and it's going to be someone to watch in years to come. But from her new album called Built-In System, here's vibraphonist Chin Chin Liu with her band. Going to play two tracks. The first one is called Special Things, and the second one is called Percussion Song. Neither of them is particularly long, but they're really good stuff. Here's Chin Chin Liu from Built-In System, Special Things. Thank you. That track is appropriately called Percussion Song, and it gives Chin Chin Lu's drummer a chance to sort of stretch out a bit there with a solo. Interesting album from vibraphonist Chin Chin Lu, and it is percussive, of course, but that's the nature of the instruments, but it's got some really neat playing on it, and you'll be hearing more of that, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. And the weeks to come are on the program Voyage, which is now just about to come to a close today for this week. And I hope that you've heard something today that you enjoyed enough that you will turn up again next week when I'll have 3 more hours of jazz from I'm not quite sure where yet, but it'll be somewhere interesting. And just again to comment that coming up on from the 9th to the 23rd of February will be CKOW's annual fund drive. And whether or not it's for this program or for any of the other programs here at CKOW, I'm hoping that you will put aside a bit of the money that you have able to do so and support this great little station that provides an unbelievable range of great radio 24/7 around the year. And to do that, we need your help, and that's what comes up on Fund Drive. That's for a couple of weeks from now. I'm going to take us out now with a very an unusual, again, one of these albums that was recorded a long time ago and got lost and then discovered sort of thing. It involves Dave Liebman on saxophone and Jeff Williams on drums. These guys got to know each other many years ago when... When Jeff Williams was moving to New York, introduced to Liebman, they worked together for a long time, and they crossed paths again in 1990 or 91 when they both discovered an attractive bar located on the far west side of 14th Street, as it says, in Manhattan, Barroom 432, and became a haven for the experimental and the edgy jazz world for a while. And Dave Liebman suggested that he and drummer Williams do a duet performance there. They did. It was recorded and then lost. And then it showed up. Mercy. And when it was discovered just recently, it was decided it was time to release it. So this is actually from 1991 or so, and it's a duet recorded live at the Bar 452. And I will play as much of the first side. It came out on vinyl, and the only title descriptors are side A and side B. I'm going to play a part of side A, which is all that I will have time for today, but each of the sides is over 20 minutes, so you'll be getting as much as I can of the side A. Here is saxophonist Dave Liebman and drummer Jeff Williams. Thanks for tuning in today. As I mentioned, I'll be back next week, and I hope that you will be too. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.
Thank you.